once was a man who was a business executive, and his job often caused him to have to travel. Because of the busyness of his job, one of his favorite places when he would be traveling for a weekend would be to plan it so that he could stop at a nearby monastery about halfway and there to spend the night to break up his travels. He loved the simplicity and the quietness of the monastery. And over the course of many trips there, one time he happened to walk by one of the monks' rooms that was open. He looked in, saw a monk that was familiar to him that he had seen many times, and he was surprised to see how empty the monk's room was. There was nothing in there, just a desk, a chair, a bed, some books. And he stopped to ask the monk, "Where's all your stuff? Don't you monks have stuff? This can't be it, is it?" And the monk looked at him and said, "No, no, this is it. This is all my stuff. My room is not so different, however, from your room. It looks the same as the room you stay in." The businessman replied to him, "Well, yes, but I'm just passing through." The monk stopped, said, "Ah, but aren't we all just passing through? Aren't we all just passing through? Where's all our stuff? Where's home for us?" That's the real message of this beautiful feast of the Ascension. That we pray in the Mass, where Jesus has gone, we hope to follow. We should go through this life as though we are just passing through. We don't need a lot of stuff. All the stuff that really matters is in our real home in heaven. That's what this feast bears witness to. Our home is in heaven, and we should go through this life hoping to go where Jesus has gone, with our eyes fixed on the life to come. But do we really hope for heaven? St. Paul reminds us in the reading there today that we need to know what is the hope that is held in store for us. Do we hope for heaven? Pope Benedict wrote in 2007 in his second encyclical, Spe Salvi, Saved in Hope. He asked the question, do we hope for heaven? He says that he thinks we have perhaps not the right idea of heaven. We see heaven as merely this life going on forever, to do basically the same things we do in this life, hopefully a little bit better, but it just goes on forever. He rightfully points out that if that's what heaven is, it would seem more like a curse than a blessing. For even as good as this life is, to think about this just going on forever, hopefully something in our heart says that heaven has got to be more than just this. Heaven is not just the best of everything on earth. It's not like we go to heaven and all of a sudden the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and the Royals win the World Series every year. It's as good as that would be, it's a whole lot better in heaven. It would get boring to just have this life go on forever and ever. The scriptures tell us to be in heaven is to be at Mass forever. And people rightly look at that and say, so I sit around and there's incense and chanting and that's heaven? Well, I mean, that's nice, but wouldn't it get boring after a little bit? Pope Benedict tells us something very important. He says that heaven should not be seen so much as some place to get to. Rather, not only where Jesus has gone do we hope to follow, but that heaven is better seen as a person, a relationship. To be in heaven is to be with Jesus forever. That is where our joy comes from. We've got to be like those men in the gospel today who stand looking at the sky with their eyes fixed on Jesus, just wanting to be with him, to go where he has gone. That is what ultimately gives us hope in this life, that we could be with Jesus, to be with the one we love for all eternity. To do that, to have that hope, that means we've got to know Jesus. We've got to really know him, to have him as our intimate friend, to want to be with him forever. So on this Ascension weekend, we do pray that where Jesus is gone, we hope to follow. But we needn't wait until our death or until his return in glory. That relationship can and must begin now on earth. If with our life on earth we choose Jesus with all our hearts, we will have our desire forever in heaven. As Jesus left, he gave his apostles his parting words, his mission for them. Go, teach all nations, baptize them. This is the mission of the church, and this is our mission as well, that we would go through this life carrying out Jesus' mission, that we would do so with our eyes fixed on heaven, fixed on Jesus, the one that we love, the one with whom we hope to spend all eternity. This is our great hope. This is the great joy to which we look forward.